Fans, don't forget Nation's Giant Hamburgers all over the Bay Area. And check your local county and see what the story is and what availability there is. But for Nation's, they've been socially distant, masks, clean, sanitized, takeout, delivery since day one of the pandemic. And Grant Power, the CEO and president of Nation's, has been on with us. And everything is local. The food is local. And these are people that you want to patronize, and you can get a good meal there, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or the fabulous pies. So absolutely check out Nation's. Please do it. The other one I want to mention is Bridge Bank. And, again, there's some money that's out there for loans and things like that. Bridge Bank does it better than anybody. So check out, it's Jesse Garcia in San Jose, or Sheetal Cordova in Oakland, and Mike Letterman in San Francisco. And I was over at Bridge Bank in Oakland just yesterday, and it was great to see everybody over there. So Kay and everyone else, and Esperanza, just take care of yourself, guys. And of course, Fred Voss, the regional marketing director, but they can get you through the maze of paperwork, and they can do it. So if you're a small business and if you still can qualify, absolutely check out Bridge Bank. All right, along with the business of baseball, he writes for Sportico, and he is one of our favorites, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you?
I'm doing great. I would be remiss if I hadn't noticed all the nice little testimonials to you on social media for the job you've done in the last few months, bridging the gap between spring training one and summer camp. And, you know, you've just done a great job as we're getting towards the restart or the start of the season at this point.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. As I've said to Raf, we haven't missed a Saturday since February 23rd, and we had Saturday and Sunday until the middle of March. And thank you very much for saying that. You know, I appreciate it, and it's a story of baseball, and we like to keep it going. And I hope we can keep it going. I hope that we have action for the rest of the summer if we're lucky enough to get it done. You are down in Arizona. Let me ask you a couple of questions about Arizona, because the Diamondbacks play there. We see the news about Arizona every single day. Maybe the hottest spot in the country right now. Is there any talk about, like the Toronto situation today, that maybe the Diamondbacks would not be able to play in Phoenix?
You know, the last I queried them about that, the answer was there's no effect on it. Unless, you know, the governor of the state or the legislature put a clamp on bigger venues with larger gatherings of people between now and when the Diamondbacks return home. I guess it's in about a week because they opened down in San Diego. I think they're going to play. I mean, I just think they're going to play at this point. I mean, they've gotten so close. And whether or not it's going to work out, and how it's going to happen, and whether things that are happening in each community are going to supersede at some point, you know, you have to take that step by step. But I'm pretty convinced at this point that we're going to see at least the start of the season.
What was your reaction to Toronto and the government in Canada saying, no baseball up here, take it somewhere else?
Well, I don't blame them. You know, if you look at the numbers in Canada, they haven't even cracked 9,000 deaths in Canada. And one of the reasons, I talked to some friends up there this week, is that they did masks early. I think if you remember, it was months ago that Trudeau came out and wore a mask. When you have enlightened leadership at the head of a country, this is what happens. The Canadians followed suit, obviously. It's a much smaller population base, even though it's a huge country. The land mass is probably larger than the United States. But, you know, in the major metropolitan areas, they've been able to stifle this and keep the curve down. And they want to keep it that way. They don't want people moving back and forth across the border on a day-to-day basis, whether it's the Blue Jays or their opponents, bringing in something else from the United States that doesn't have the same controls. And I don't blame them. I thought it was interesting that the provincial government in Ontario and the Toronto government approved it. But when it came to the national government, they said no, and it just superseded things. I mean, if we had a national government here in the U.S. that did that, we probably wouldn't be in the situation we're in either.
Mm. Boy, interesting. Barry Bloom with us. You catch him on Sportico, and I did read a couple of things that you wrote this week. One about A-Rod. All of a sudden, A-Rod wants potential salary cap. Not that he really was a big advocate for it, but here's a man who made so much money in the free market of baseball, now potentially an owner of the New York Mets. I can't believe that would ever happen. But yeah, you wrote about A-Rod this week.
There's several things here. Number one, it was obviously pandering to ownership because he wants to be approved by ownership if, in fact, he is the winning bid for that team. His group is the winning bid for that team. But secondly, I don't care what he says. I don't see him ever being approved. It's just not the type of thing that they're going to do to allow this guy back in to own a team. I mean, he's not going into the Hall of Fame. He has the blemish of the one-year suspension on top of everything else. And, yeah, I applaud A-Rod because, you know, I became very friendly with him in the last year or two when he was with the Yankees. You know, and I will say it publicly that, you know, I never had a good relationship with A-Rod up until then because of something I wrote for Sport Magazine when him and Griffey were together with the Mariners many years previous to that. And, you know, Barry Bonds called me and asked me to help A-Rod out in his reemergence with the Yankees. And I sat down and talked to A-Rod and I told him, look, I'll be fair and I'll help you do whatever I can. And during that whole process, you know, I watched him reemerge. You know, he was very well liked with the Yankees once Jeter retired. He could still play for a while before he totally lost it, and the Yankees wound up giving him his unconditional release in the middle of that season. I think it was 2016. And from there, he just continued with his television work and all the things he's done to basically rehabilitate his reputation for what it is. But I think for what it is, he's not going to get back into the ownership. He's not going to get into an ownership group with Major League Baseball. I'd be shocked.
Well, nothing shocks me anymore, to tell you the truth. But it would defy logic. And everything that we know is logical to put him in that kind of situation. But his whole career and everything that he's even on ESPN and that he's even back in baseball, to me, defies logic. So we'll see where it goes. The other thing you wrote about this week was the new ballpark in Texas. You know, people don't realize a new ballpark is opening up, and probably no one's going to be there. They've had some different, you know, high school graduations in the parking lot and different things within the ballpark with socially distance requirements. But a new ballpark in Texas opening up.
Yeah, I feel, you know, really bad for those guys. I did a piece, you know, in the first wave of our launch on the Warriors situation with not having a game or event in the arena in March. And they were basically predicated on paying off that arena with 250 events or so in there a year. And so they haven't had an event since then. And they're in the position where if this continues a lot longer and seeps into next season, you know, they're really going to take a bath. But now you have the bath preceding the Texas Rangers because, you know, they put in all this money. They borrowed $600 million to pay for their half of the building. The community has to pay for it. And I've been wondering all along, it's not just the Rangers. As you look at it from a business standpoint, how do a lot of these ball clubs that have bond issues or loans out on their arenas and stadiums, you know, pay off those bills at this point when they have no revenue coming in. And the Warriors at least had most of the season. I think they lost 8 home games. So they played 32 or 33. Major League Baseball right now, they haven't had one, and they're not going to have one with fans in the stands for the appreciable future. So every time they put on an event in a stadium, they're going to be losing money. It's going to be really incredible to look at. And, you know, those guys built this building with a very serviceable stadium there that was opened in 1994. It's outdoor stadium. They should have put a roof on it to begin with. They didn't. They wanted, you know, cost effectiveness and weather effectiveness so people could come to the ballpark and it would change the texture of how they played a baseball game over and over again in the middle of the summer there. And they'll have that for a 30-game schedule, but they may not have anybody in that building until August, if that.
Boy, it's going to be interesting to see, but it is a new ballpark, you know, and, you know, it's such a treasure when you get a new ballpark, and we're doing it in the midst of this. So I'll be interested to see how you follow up with the Texas story as well. Listen, thanks for being on and being down there in Arizona. In many ways, I wish I was with you, and in some ways I say, boy, Arizona is just such a mess right now. Just stay safe and, you know, just take care of yourself. And the stuff you're writing has been terrific, and Sportico has been really good. So I'm glad that it's up and running, and I went to the website easily and got your articles today.
Oh, thanks, Marty. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I think you're better off at between 110 degree heat here and COVID. I think you're a lot better off right now in San Francisco.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens this week in baseball and just in the country in general. And just so much is happening every day. So we'll just see how baseball can fit into it. Barry, thanks so much, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. That is Barry Bloom of Sportico. Always interesting. So he and I are going to have a lot to talk about over the next week or two. I have that feeling. So more coming up. We've got more for you here on this gorgeous Saturday night in Northern California as we take you through some baseball and get you ready for what is next. Who knows this week? Who knows what this week will bring? All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.